the Black Keys covering the Beatles. You're listening to Gearhead Blues 20. This is JT. What's happening? It's Sunday, a beautiful day, and here comes the best thing Sandy Nelson probably ever recorded.
Stay. There's really not much to say. I'm line for you. We'll be the next in line. We'll be the next to watch your love fade. All your affections finally fade away. There'll be no use inside. We'll be the next in line for you. One day you'll find out when I'm gone. I was the best one you had. I was the one who gave you love. We'll be the next in line. We'll be the next in line for heartache. We'll make the same mistakes I made over you. There'll be no use in sighing. We'll be the next in line for you. One day you'll find out when I'm gone. The best one you have. I was the one who gave you love. Who'll be the next in line? Who'll be the next in line for heartache? Who make the same mistakes I made over you? Who'll be the next in line? Who'll be the next in line for you? For you? For you?
Bush, To Die Alone, a Southern California garage rock band. Just had an archival release on the Ugly Things label called Got Bush If You Want It. That was the B-side to their version of The Kinks' Don't You Fret, which is pretty lame. I got the original single of that, found it at a record show for $40. Chicks were impressed. Before that, we heard Who'll Be the Next in Line by The Knack. No, not the My Sharona Knack, you moron. That was a British Knack who recorded a few singles for Pye Piccadilly in the late 60s. And I think for Decca. I might be confusing them with somebody else. But that featured the Gervitz brothers, who later went on to fame with the late 60s heavy rock band Gunn, who had a hit with Race with the Devil. And their father was also the road manager for the Kinks at the time, so maybe that's how they got to record Who'll Be the Next in Line. I Feel Much Better by The Small Faces, the great B-side to the even greater Tin Soldier. That's a really awesome B-side. Kind of sounds like two songs stuck together, and that second part is a real killer. Whenever I hear that part, and whenever I hear lots of Small Faces songs, it makes me realize that Robert Plant and Led Zeppelin took a lot from Steve Marriott and The Small Faces. And we kicked off the set with probably Sandy Nelson's best record, a 1966 single called Casbah. You're listening to Gearhead Blues number 20. And don't forget, you can contact me here on Podomatic.com at Bonneville73@Podomatic.com. I always look forward to hearing from people, comments, suggestions, criticisms even, but I never hear from anybody. I get 300 downloads a week, and I don't know who the hell you people are. I just know my closest friends and musical associates are listening to the program, and don't forget to listen to their programs also. There's the always great Ready, Steady, A Go-Go with Michael Lynch, The Zero Hour with Eric Fusco, and, of course, Musical Exile with Heidi Lee. We'll get right back into the music now with a little something from The Faces.
I used to try and imitate Eddie Cochran. Very poor imitation as well. But so things progressed from there, you know. We'll be right back.
Stand up.
said blue. That's slightly reminiscent of you.
Of you.
With their 1968 unissued A-side Magic in the Air. That's a rather familiar sounding riff, isn't it? Ramones fans and Ohio Express fans. Before that, we heard the Underground set with Shake 26. That comes from a compilation of stuff from the Saga Records vault in England, a compilation called Swinging London and RPM. Pick that up if you want. There's some interesting stuff on there. The Thanes kicking ass on the Guess Who's It's My Pride, and we kicked off the set with The Faces live on French television doing Around the Plinth. This has been Gearhead Blues number 20, and we just passed the anniversary of Who bass player John Entwistle's death. So to take us out, I'm going to play an unreleased track by The Who that comes from about mid-1968. In mid-1968, The Who actually recorded and planned to release an EP of all instrumentals, none of which saw the light of day until the 1995 remaster series, when In the Hall of the Mountain King showed up on the Who Sell Out expanded edition. And this next track was intended for the Odds and Sods expanded reissue, but for some reason was never included. But it has appeared on bootlegs over the years under various titles like Signal 30 and Who the Fuck. But its actual official title, which was given by The Who when it was considered for Odds and Sods, is Sodding About. It's one of my favorite John Entwistle bass performances. So to take us out, to finish up Gearhead Blues 20, this is The Who.
Yeah.
see you put that on the wall, I'll smack you. You've got a mischievous look in your eye.